Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're joined by members of the state qualifying cross-country teams from Penn Lake Christian. We're going to start with Haley Renz. Haley, big run there today. Eagles taking the district title. First time, we believe, in program history that both the boys and girls have won the district title in the same year. What's that mean to be able to get the postseason off on the right foot?
That means a lot to me, especially as a team, just to be able to do it together, and especially making history for the Penn Lake Christian High School.
And Julia, same thing as a senior too. I'm sure that makes it even a little bit more sweet to be able to add that district title for both programs for the first time in school history to our knowledge.
Yeah, I'm just proud of the team, honestly, because I know we work really hard just doing all the repeats and all the hard things to get here. So I'm just proud of the team.
And Dean, starting it off here on the boys' side of things, the girls add a little bit of pressure to you by going and winning the meet beforehand too. Going in, you guys had to duplicate now, right? You can't let one team outdo the other. So going into that second race to be able to get the job done and secure that top three finish and that top spot overall to get back to Fort Dodge, what's that mean?
Yeah, it means a lot. You know, we've been working at this, wanting both sides to win. So it feels really good coming out here and doing it.
And Joel, kind of along those same lines, right? Obviously, the girls set the bar pretty high there in their race. You guys had to go answer in yours. You guys get the job done. Back-to-back district titles for the boys and the girls here today. And able to do everything you needed to win that race there and set yourself up well for state.
Yeah, coming in, we knew we could win. And it's just a great feeling to win. And, yeah, it was nice seeing the girls also win. And just had to have a great race for the both teams.
And coming back to Haley here, I mean, we talk about it. This season, I know that coming after last year, you were running really strong. Took a little bit to get kind of going back to that same pace that you were at last year as well this year. To be able to get back here and running your best, able to get the Eagles that final 2 points they needed to edge PCM there as well. How much more special does that make it to get back to kind of that stage of where you were at last year and be able to run your best going into state?
Yeah, that's really special to me, just to be on this team. And like last year, I know it was a really good season for me. And to be at that point this season feels really nice. And to be able to do it for God's glory and just be able to have a lot of fun this season and really enjoy just being able to run fast.
And Julia, as a junior, this was kind of the stretch of the season where, you know, you had the unfortunate injury and the season kind of got sidetracked from you. And it was kind of a disappointing thing that things just didn't pan out the way you guys had anticipated there. To be able to come back this year, take fourth for the team and really kind of help guide this team as one of the few seniors back to Fort Dodge. How much more special does that make this year than even in previous years?
I think this year especially we've had a really close team, and I think that's just really helped. Like, we've been so motivated this year to just compete well and do well, and so it's really special that we finally get to just kind of reap the fruits of our labor. And I'm super excited to go to state because this is actually my first time in my 4 years of high school. So
that is an awesome feeling. And again, we're talking to members of the state qualifying Penn Lake Christian cross country teams and Dean Durande here. This team has been very close all season long when it comes to times and stuff like that. The pack racing has been really good for this Penn Lake Christian squad. And today that pack racing comes in key for the Eagles.
Yeah, Will started, you know, falling off a little bit, had to get him back in the pack. But once we did that, I feel like we were pretty dialed in there.
Absolutely. And Joel, I mean, just looking at how strong the pack racing has been for this team too, you know, just being able to have that group that continually pushes each other day after day to finish better. How much easier does that make these races, just having that pack that continues to push you?
Yeah, it makes it way better just running together with the people you know and letting them push you and push you farther than you ever know you could run, and just having fun also while in pain a lot.
Coming back here, talking with Haley Renz, you go up to Fort Dodge second year in a row. What's kind of the, you know, things you can glean from last year and the things you're looking forward to, you know, maybe making some adjustments and improving on that course here this year?
I really like that course because it's pretty flat. There's not a ton of hills, so that's really nice about the course. And just being able to run somewhere different is really a cool experience, especially on this team. So it will be really enjoyable to be able to go back there from last year.
And Julia, you mentioned it's first time you're technically getting to run, but you've gotten to watch your teammates run. So what's one thing that you've maybe learned from previous years that, you know, getting to watch teammates run there that you'll be able to take into this meet, and one thing that you're looking forward to most about the experience of getting to run in this meet this year?
I think something I've learned from my teammates is definitely just like not getting too worked up before the race and just like taking a deep breath and really locking in. And one thing I'm excited for is the very flat course, because hopefully there's some PRs in my future, because this course wasn't exactly the flattest. So that's probably what I'm most excited for.
Hey, that is a very fair answer there. Dean, getting up there, running at state, I believe this is your first time running up there in Fort Dodge. You'll have to correct me if I'm wrong there, but, you know, getting that opportunity to run up there, what's one thing that you've heard from teammates that you're looking forward to most about this course, and one thing that you've learned from your teammates going into this meet?
I've heard that it's flat and it's fast, so I'm just really hoping for a really fast time on this next one. So it's really the main thing I'm hoping for.
And Joel, I want to say this is your second run up there, but I might be, I know you could have been, you know, on that alternate line and things like that in years past as well. So you have to correct me if I'm wrong with your first run here. What are you looking forward to most about the state meet this upcoming week?
Yeah, this is my second time going up to Fort Dodge as a runner. And yeah, last year I didn't get to run state qual because of sickness and injury, so it was good to run this course. I'm really excited because last year I was still a bit sick up there, but I'm happy to be healthy now and run at a fast course and just have fun.
Absolutely, guys. Appreciate the time as always, and congratulations on making it back to Fort Dodge.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was members of the Pella Christian cross-country teams who are going back to Fort Dodge for the state meet next week.